Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Thanks for consultants. Our standing by will take color 9844999 Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, scientists are working on a pill. Hold on to your hats. For loneliness.
A pill for, is the pill in the shape of another human being?
I would hope so. But
how does a prescription help with loneliness?
Maybe it's a diet pill.
Oh. There it is. Ask and you find
out. I'm just saying.
Damn, that's harsh, Miles.
It sounds harsh, but I think Miles is nailing it on the head, right? You don't want to say that in polite company, but honest to God, if you're suffering from loneliness, and I said we have a pill, I think you kind of have figured out maybe the top thing that I could think of to do, right?
It's a laxative.
I mean, no. My God, man.
There's a restaurant in New York City selling a spiked hot chocolate that weighs 20 pounds.
Jesus. What do you mean, the drink weighs 20 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, 20 pounds of liquid is 20 pounds of liquid.
You're supposed to split it with at least 20 other people.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that because I have 20 other people I want to share things with.
And what did you say it was?
It's a spiked hot chocolate.
Yeah, F that. I don't want to buy a drink to share with people. I want to buy a drink for me.
Right? It costs $375.
Jesus Christ. Well, no.
Yes. Well, I'm wondering if you can reseal that thing and keep it for a while.
You know, people always get mad, say, at the restaurant that offers these things. And to me, like, don't get on the restaurant. If someone's dumb enough to buy this,
yeah,
then, you know, credit to the restaurant for making the assumption that someone is that stupid.
They just tossed it out there.
Right? It's like the pet rock.
A 74-year-old woman crashed into a funeral home in Massachusetts during a funeral.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, no one was in. No one inside was hurt.
I bet she feels terrible.
Just killed the room.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yes.
It's salty in here today. Mm-hmm. Lord.
A veteran who lost his leg in Afghanistan saw Colin Powell broken down on the side of the road and helped him fix his flat tire.
Okay. You tell me Colin Powell can't change a goddamn tire.
My guess is no, Thrill.
Come on, man.
That still helps to have somebody there.
I couldn't even find
hold the
tire.
Nuts.
I understand all of that. I just feel it's his position. You know, as a manly man, you think, can you change your tire?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Colin Powell in charge of the, like, all the army and everything?
Yes!
You gotta help him. That guy's still serving.
That's right. He's working it. A man stole a car in Michigan, drove to get a breakfast burrito, and then returned the car.
Are you mad? I mean, like, it's like those things where I know there's the invasion of privacy, but occasionally you have the story. Someone breaks into their house, They clean the house, and they leave. Yeah, part of me is weirded out that you broke into my house. On the other hand, like, they clean my dishes, man.
Or there's DoorDash.
Give me a 5-spot for the gas that you burned up doing that, and then, all right.
How'd they catch up?
My guess is that there was just a smell of breakfast burrito in somebody's car tip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if you stole it and you brought it back, it seems like that should be a crime you can get away with.
And that sounds like a question for somebody who's working on it.
He's obviously done it before.
I would think.
Right? I mean, that's the tell there. Like, I've done this before. I can just borrow someone's car if I bring it back and get a burrito.
Probably hit the drive-through, get through quick, right?
I wonder what is so good about this burrito, too.
Wasn't there a story like a decade ago where a guy bought lunch, busted into somebody's car, sat there, ate the lunch, left the garbage in there, and then took off? Like, he didn't do anything other than just sit in the car. A couple in Tennessee stole $11,400 worth of ink cartridges from a Walmart.
So they got, what, like 8 ink cartridges?
332 of them, yeah.
Think about that. 332, and how much is that quote-unquote worth?
$11,500.
$11,500 for pigment and water.
I can fathom that there's some stuff you might buy on the street, and maybe there's a, but it's like, come on, those are obviously stolen.
I would buy those.
Yeah.
Look, man, everyone bitches about everything. I get it. And chances are someone's running a scam. I get it. This is how retail works. Printer ink is so ridiculously priced for what you're getting and what it is. I would absolutely buy it stolen and wouldn't care if the cops were actively looking for you.
Yeah. A man in Georgia drove a stolen car to jail to bail out his girlfriend.
Jesus Christ.
Who had been arrested for driving a stolen car.
So I guess he just switched places with her?
I don't know if they switched, but they're definitely there together would be my guess.
Okay, all right.
They should hook up with the breakfast burrito guy.
There you go.
I brought him back.
These are all tying together.
Right.
I smell a sitcom. There was a crazy road rage incident in Massachusetts on Friday that included one man clinging to the hood of another guy's SUV while he drove up to 70 miles an hour.
For a long way.
3 miles.
Yeah. I mean, the speeds were like average 55. He tried to shake him by stepping on it.
I think both of them are going to end up not pressing charges on each other was the sense I got, right?
I think they both got arrested, though.
I know they were both arrested. The guy driving, I can't remember what his explanation was, but he denied doing this, that, and the other. The guy hanging onto the hood of the car, he denied doing this, that, and the other. And the cops are like, if neither of you did the things you're saying, then this confrontation did not get to this point.
Let's just both admit that this got a little out of hand.
That's all.
Both took it too far.
Right. And then be done with this.
You're right, because like the one guy's driving with a dude on his hood of his car, but on the same token, that other guy,
jumped on
the hood of his car. Right.
Cats aren't jerks, according to a new study.
Sure.
We are.
Yeah, right.
The researchers found that most cats really like their owners and even strangers, too, if those people treat them nicely.
Miles' cat likes me.
Mm-hmm. My cat likes me.
My cat likes me as well.
I treat him very nicely.
Apparently you don't, Miles.
Yes, I do. I don't think he can see anything.
Do you try to pet him?
All the time.
Then you're not treating him nicely.
Oh yeah,
Miles.
I pet him constantly, man.
He will not
leave me alone.
The trick to cats is to out-passive them.
I don't care that you're here.
That's right.
All right.
I'll stare at you for 45 minutes too no discernible reason.
I'll lick myself too, right in front of you.
Watch me kick my leg up. I'm getting in there.
Then I pull something. Like a muscle.
I'm going to walk over to your food dish and just slap it across the goddamn floor for no reason.
Police in Delaware tracked down a man last week after he'd pleasured himself in a Target fitting room with the door wide open.
We covered that story briefly earlier,
yes,
and we
did.
Got a comment that came in, and a guy locally said, man, he works at a Target. We had a guy that came in, did the same thing, and he's like, we have this guy's D on camera.
I don't understand why go to the changing room and then leave the door open.
Why not? You might, and listen, I'm sure Target does not want me to say this, but Ted, you make the point. Why go to the dress? You might as well just drop your pants in the middle of the goddamn store and get to it, right?
Right.
If you're not going to close the door, then you might as well just do it for everyone.
And the whole thing about being in public is getting bigger. Didn't we have just last week a guy was like in the Walmart aisle in the pillows?
Yeah. But those are good looking pillows. You know where I want to do it, man? You do it in the electronics section where you're on like 15 TVs.
Oh, yeah.
So even if people can't see you directly, everybody see in HD.
Let's just stop doing this stuff at Target.
Yeah. I'd rather masturbate in a dressing room at Target than be the person that's waiting out for the fashion show of their significant other to come 4 or 5 outfits deep. And
it would take less time.
You know what I mean? Like, just one more pair of jeans, see how it looks.
Just hang on.
All right, I'm going to sit out here like the creepy guy outside of a freaking, you know.
Hey, baby, while you do that, I'm going to go masturbate.
Exactly.
I'll meet you back here.
There's an open booth.
Hang on, I'll be back. You guys will never believe this. A man tried to get away with stealing hydrocodone pills, but guess what? Something was in the way.
What was in the way?
I'll tell you all about it and test your memory 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, it's Stephen Thrill Hill. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
It's Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing
excellent,
well,
sir. All right.
Hey, Jeff.
You understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Let's go to the fine state of Arizona, where a man there went through the drive-thru and received his fry order. However, he did not get any hot sauce. You wouldn't think this is a big deal, but he became enraged by the omission, and the 18-year-old went into the store and poured a soda on the employee that had served him. Well, the unidentified victim followed him out of the store to get a license plate number, and when he got to his car, that's when the man pulled a shotgun, chambered a shell, and pointed it at the victim. Again, in case you missed this, this all began because he didn't get hot sauce with his French fries. Well, he was arrested a few days later, and he confirmed to police that he was upset over the hot sauce, but he claimed that the worker was going to pour coffee on his SUV, and that's why he threatened her with a shotgun. Because that's a really good excuse, and the cops normally just go, oh, makes complete sense. Anyway, he claimed he was just trying to scare the employee, and he did, and the cops said, you know what? Mission accomplished. Then they arrested him. My question is, do you believe that this genius who really, 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 really wants hot sauce with those fries is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
I'm going to go black.
Yeah, right? He's got hot sauce.
He's got a hot sauce with the fries.
All right, he's putting hot sauce on French fries.
I mean, look, I'm a brother. I will put hot sauce on my French fries. Of that...
Yeah.
I won't deny that, man.
Number one place to put it, though. It's not traditional.
Right. So that's
But he asked for it. He did not get it, and this proved to be a problem.
So he couldn't get hot sauce, and then also there was a rumor that somebody was going to pour coffee on his SUV.
I don't know if there's a rumor. It's that he said that that's why they approached his vehicle. So like any normal person, you pull your shotgun and aim it at him to avoid coffee on the outside of your car.
I'm with this guy. Between the hot sauce, the SUV... I'm saying black.
Jeff, you're going to go black, final answer? I think it's shotgun white.
Shotgun white.
Shotgun means white to me.
Yeah, I got
to
go black. That's the final answer.
Black, final answer, Jeff.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, we head to Arizona on Profile This. We've got a guy who goes through the drive-thru. He gets fries, and he wants his hot sauce with his fries.
That's right.
Checks his bag. No hot sauce.
That's correct.
I'm assuming he pulls over in the parking lot, runs inside with his delicious fountain beverage, and pours it over the head of the employee who did not give him the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Then as he goes out to his car, the employee follows him out there, presumably to get a license plate number or what have you. That's when this guy pulls a shotgun out of his car.
And he says he did it just to scare her, and it worked because she was scared, but he also got arrested. But Jeff, we asked you, did you believe this guy is black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And in the end, you went black. Ted, you agreed.
Yes.
So look, dude, SUV, hot sauce, come on. Miles, you said it is like a new Crayola color, shotgun white.
I'm just saying when I hear white, I think shotgun.
Oh, no.
I just said the same thing. Oh.
I'm sorry, sir. In this case, Mexi.
Oh.
Oh.
We're all wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Yeah, hot sauce.
Hot sauce, right?
Uh-huh. Fries?
You know what you call French fries in Spanish?
No.
Las papas fritas.
Sounds so cool, doesn't it?
Las papas fritas con queso.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Don't have that look on your face, Robin. We all remember the important stuff from Spanish class. Las papas fritas, and I'll be down at the biblioteca. That's a library.
Oh.
No, you will not be at the biblioteca. Like, Ted just lied to your ass.
That's a good
you
point.
You ain't going to find Ted at the biblioteca.
Renting a movie.
I have not been to a library in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
I went to one about a couple months ago, 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, it's been longer than that.
Actually, you know what? It's not true. I was in the library about 2 months ago for a parent-teacher conference. Saw the kids' library.
All right, nice.
I told you, I found that old children's book underneath my oven, man. I took it there and they gave me a hard time. I'm like, F you.
They gave you a hard time.
Remember I told you, I tried to take it back. I found it on the oven from the people who lived there before. They had kids.
And are mad at you.
They're mad at me for returning the book that said it was their property. I was like, I have nothing to do with it.
That's next time I'll keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Problem solved.
To hell with you.
Yeah.
Free my public library.
What's with adults putting books underneath ovens?
Why was it under the oven is a real question.
Well, it's a children's. I'm sure it's a child.
Yeah, it was pushed under there.
All right, so you know what children do a lot? They poop.
Oh,
they
yes,
poop,
they do.
They pee. They're in the bathroom. Actually, they're not in the bathroom all the time. That's part of the issue.
Not always.
Until they get to be about 13.
They'll poop and pee. They don't have to be in the bathroom.
13? They got to be potty trained by 13.
Oh, no, I'm saying they start spending a lot more time in the bathroom at about the age of 13.
Yeah, especially if you're a
boy.
And
remember, being potty trained and then following orders aren't always the same thing.
Yeah. But kids go to the bathroom a lot. Going to the bathroom can happen to anybody. If you're a Price is Right fan, you know one of the most exciting features is they say your name and you get to run down and you're going to, you know,
be the next contestant on the Price is Right.
Unless you're in the bathroom.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Camera panning.
And Tara Armstrong, right. Come on down.
Try her again.
Is she? She's in the bathroom.
And now people are chanting your name.
I was chanting her name. At this point, she has emerged.
Thought she'd never get here. So glad she could make it.
Nice to meet you. Sorry.
If you go to the Men's Room Facebook page, you can watch the video. The only part that's a little disturbing is she comes out high-fiving everybody.
Did you? Well,
she probably washed her hands. Or no, she probably ran out.
But that's the issue,
she's
right?
She's in a hurry.
She's in there, and
she
they're
didn't
saying,
wash her hands.
Hey, you got to get out here. Like, did she wash?
People are chanting your name in a studio. She did not wash her hands.
Or she washed them because she knew everybody was going to be high-fiving her. I think she's dirty. I think she did not wash.
I'd come out dirty, for sure. And made it a point to high-five.
I would have washed. I wash every time, though.
I know, mm-hmm. But that's the one time you don't.
It's hard to walk out of a bathroom and not do that. Unless you're in Chicago, where everyone does.
I don't mind. Like, I can walk out of a bathroom and not wash, especially if I'm at home. Well, but whenever I'm in public, man, you know how people get when they're around me. So I got to keep my hands clean. People want hugs. They want all daps. That stuff. All that stuff. Got to keep these babies clean. All right, sticking with The Price is Right. We all know Drew Carey is the host of that, but for years it was hosted by Bob Barker. He turned 95 years old, and he's been having a tough time.
Yeah.
So basically, he fell again at his home and had to be rushed to the ER.
I fell on down.
Yeah, that's been twice in the last couple months.
It seems to be
months.
One of the ways that gets you as you get older, just a simple
right,
fall,
man.
You
know?
Yeah.
Because when you fall, it's not like a kid falls, they cry for a second, they get up. You're 95, you fall. And like,
oh, I'm
18
moving in
broken bones.
And you break stuff, you split open heads.
Right.
70 years old, man, I should be in a one-level apartment.
Shag carpet everywhere.
Ground level, you know what I mean? No steps to walk up. I mean, everything that can kill me hopefully is eliminated so something else will.
At 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
mean, somewhere
so.
Around there.
I think it depends on who you are, right? Mm. Like, my parents are the same age. Now, they haven't been together in years, right? So my mom is a very active person. So she'll come out, right? But my dad's like that. Like, he can barely walk around and stuff. So, I don't know that's, like, seems like with technology
you're right.
And
you're
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, like, 70 doesn't seem that old. Now, granted, my parents are that age, so I don't want 70 to seem that old.
Keep pushing
yeah.
it back.
Yeah, but you can be a young 70 or an old 70. Like, even when I go back to my high school reunion, I'm like, what in the F happened to you?
Man, oh, man.
I mean, like, what happened to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I run into it just, you know, I'm almost 40. I run into it with friends of mine, right? Some of them just don't want to do anything.
No.
They just kind of given up. Like, all right, cool.
Gave up before, huh? Jesus, man. All right.
Well, I shouldn't say give up. But
that's what you mean.
You know what? They're just not as much fun because they...
They gave up, Ted.
They got married, they had kids.
Thank you. So I shouldn't say they gave up. They're very busy. They just gave up on fun.
Right. So that you don't do anything. You don't do anything, you know, fun.
It sounds
ever.
Terrible. I apologize. I just missed some of my friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Bob Barker fell. He's going to be okay. His manager says he's chilling at home.
Yeah, Bob Barker, you know, chill.
I feel like Bob Barker's a little bit gangster, too.
I think he came up in the time where I think you carry a little bit of that edge. You know?
Yeah, like now he's 95. It's been years. He's probably just like legit like chilling. But I would say even in his 80s, Bob Barker would be like
slaying it.
Yeah, like come
was,
over for
he was called out like 25 years ago on all his crap.
Yeah.
It was just way before the time, so people just forgot.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, they were Barker's beauties and basically sounded like he hooked up with them all.
That's pretty much it.
And a lot of them, I'm not sure that they thought that was great at the time.
Yeah. He also seems like just kind of the old dude that would pour you a tall scotch. Like,
whether you ask for one or not, and you say, hey, man, my kid's six.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't really drink right now, Bob. He'd be like, drink it.
That's for your kid anyway. What do you want?
You pansy. Everybody knows Matt LeBlanc. Obviously, you know him most from being
Matt the White.
Matt the White.
Yeah.
That's French for the white.
I think it's Spanish.
It's Italian for Blanco.
He was on The Tonight Show recently, and they asked him about things he kept from the set of Friends.
I was asked, do you ever take anything from the show as like a souvenir? Just go like, you know what? I'm just going to take this because it means something.
I took from the show, it's funny, I took a ton of cash. I have that was really cool. You know how in Joey and Chandler's apartment we have the foosball table? I have the actual ball from the table, the foosball. I mean, I have it in my toolbox somewhere. Why it's in my toolbox, I don't know. But I ended up with the foosball. And the other thing I took was, you know, the Magna Doodle that was on the back of the apartment door. It always had things written on it. Well, there was, so I clipped that at the end. And I couldn't fit the couch in my car, but.
Tried.
But the Magna Doodle was cool because there was this one guy, Paul, on the crew, that he was the one that always drew whatever was on there. And he wasn't one of the writers, he was one of the electricians on the show. And he just happened to be the artist that kind of drew always something relevant to the story that week on the thing. So I stole it and gave it to him, so he's got it. So
no.
that was kind of cool.
Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah. That's great.
Could have sold it for a lot more.
I do like that. Like the one thing he took just because it was, I mean, it's kind of his, right? Like, I mean, he's the character, but I like that he took the other thing for the electrician that had been working on the show forever. Like, all right, you get to keep this.
Because that electrician, he's probably been telling people for, 20 years, however goddamn long it's been, like, I swear to God, I'm the guy that wrote the stuff on the Magna Doodle. Because I wouldn't believe him either.
No.
Come on, man, you got all these. I believe he worked on the show, but they didn't let you do that.
I never got too good at that Magna Doodle.
Nobody's really good at it.
Some people are. They can, do real stuff on it. I just kind of. I don't know.
I've always had a job, so I didn't have a lot of time to perfect my Magna Doodle doodling.
Or binge watch 4 different seasons of a show.
let's see. Obviously, the biggest thing in sports right now is the Pro Bowl. People love the Pro Bowl.
Actually, who even won? I have no idea.
The AFC won.
Yeah, I found out it was on. If I want to not watch people play football, I'll continue to do what I did yesterday.
I think it's great that the NFL awards such a wonderful experience to the best players that don't play in the Super Bowl to be able to go to Orlando and play in 55 degree rainy temperatures and just be miserable with their family. It's been raining there nonstop for 3 weeks.
Well, that's not entirely true, because all the stuff leading up to it the week before was all in the sunshine.
Did anybody
rains every afternoon.
Right, but on the same token, right, you're talking about late January, February in Orlando.
But they're also football players. If they can't handle that, they should probably play a different sport.
No, but I just think it was always in Hawaii, and it's like a nice
thing.
That's the
problem.
I said earlier today to Castle and Mike, I said, you know what, at the end of the day, to me, the NFL could legit just say, hey, look, the Pro Bowl's in Hawaii, and the Super Bowl's in New Orleans.
Because you're not going to watch it anyway, the Pro Bowl.
And right.
Did anyone from the Saints go to the Pro Bowl?
Yes.
I would not have. I mean,
one of the guys wore
chance.
A shirt that said, blow whistles, don't blow games.
You know what's funny? I read today, so the NFL.
It's about the refs.
Oh.
The guy from the Rams that committed the infamous penalty, as it were.
All right.
They fined him $28,000.
Yeah, for helmet to helmet.
Now, here's the thing. If they had called that like they're goddamn paid to do, I guarantee he wouldn't have been fined.
Look away over here.
If they had called it, right, and the Saints basically run out the clock, kick the field goal, and go to the Super Bowl like they were supposed to, no one would have thought twice about it. I can because the play would not have come up other than this is the moment the Rams lost it, right? They wouldn't have fined. So in the end, to me, the way I look at this, like, wait a minute, here's the NFL, all right? You blew the call, and they even accept, they won't take responsibility, but they accept that they blew the call. And in the end, the only person that gets punished out of this is the guy from the Rams is now charged $28,000 because these jokers you have on the field didn't call one of the most obvious goddamn. And again, this wasn't a judgment call. This is something that happened. They didn't call, and he's out $28,000 because you cats won't take responsibility for your own failure.
I think that's
Jesus Christ.
I think it's worse than that, simply because that was their first public statement since the incident about the incident. They haven't said a word about it. They might have privately talked to Sean Payton or whatever they said, but they haven't, they haven't said a word about it. So the first public statement that they make after that blown call, even if you, look, Saints fans, fans are pissed. Even if you just say, like, sorry, we blew the call, whatever. They never even said that. So the only thing they've done is find the guy who hit the guy
that you didn't flag.
That no flag was thrown on a play that you won't even admit existed.
But they do that already. There's a lot of times they don't throw flags, and then they'll come back over the top and find somebody.
I agree with that 100%.
So if you're going to come back over the top.
But I'm just saying, if they had flagged them, right, and New Orleans went on to win the game like they were supposed to. Everything, they had strategized to get there, and essentially what they chose to execute would happen. I'm saying he wouldn't have been fine.
Let's just admit it. Roger Goodell is a horrible...
He's a joke.
He's a joke. I mean, yeah, honestly, I mean, God, you could put anybody else in there, and they would do a better job than Roger Goodell. He's just, the NFL does well in spite of him.
I think it's just, someone said, look, commissioners, I have a lot more things going on than you know about. And I agree with that wholeheartedly, because I don't care what your job is. There's more to it than anyone knows on the surface when you say it. But what you do then, if it's out of your control, is you delegate, particularly when you're the commissioner. You're the guy up top, just delegate, right? So that's not an excuse, because you're in that position. If you're not smart enough to do that, you shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. That's one. Two, if you don't have integrity for the sport that you're the commissioner of, and this is a major thing, again, it's, I don't care about Roger Goodell one way or another. I can wipe my ass with him. It doesn't mean anything. But, like, you just should not have this job, man. Maybe you're a good businessman. Maybe you're great at a million other things. Then go do those things, even if it relates to NFL football. But if you can't get a handle on this kind of thing, you're just not qualified for the job. I don't think it's horrible to say that.
Like, I don't like Roger Goodell, but that's not a commissioner problem. Like, the guy missed the call.
He did miss the call.
Yeah. They blew it bad.
But it's like, look... Put it this way. If my kid fires a bottle rocket at your car, my kid did it, I have to take responsibility. You're the commissioner. You're still the face of it. You still have to deal with it. The referee makes a call. He seldom. If it didn't happen to the quarterback, he didn't make the actual call. He just told you what somebody else did. I mean, the way they delegate it, man, it goes up. So you're right.
Right.
Someone missed the call, but then someone has to step up and explain it to them. You're the commissioner. Part of the position you take is that the people under you have to step up and speak for them. If you don't have the guts or the will or the intellect to do it, you step down.
But then you also realize the people who are in charge are like Kraft and Jerry Jones, and they'd rather have Jason Garrett in there to puppet than they would an actual commissioner.
Yeah, right. Those teams don't win.
Right.
Well, the Pats.
Well, one of them.
Fox's live production of Rent. It was supposed to be live, but it turned out they had to do a pre-tape dress rehearsal. Because one of the actors broke his foot on Saturday and really couldn't carry out the thing for a live audience. He did some of it in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
Part of
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was
I don't remember that from the stage.
It's going to be this awesome live thing, but, you know. Steve Martin showed up on Saturday Night Live, and here is him as Roger Stone.
Mr. Stone, you had a harrowing past 36 hours. Your home was raided. You were arrested and charged with 7 felony counts, including lying to Congress.
I was 4 counts.
What? The indictment says 7.
Okay, I'm lying. Honestly, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. I mean, 7 felonies. 1, 2, 3. I can't even count that high. How cool is that?
But Mr. Stone, what I think you're really trying to say is that you're a feeble old man, right?
Oh, yeah, right. The pity thing I want to go. I'm just a poor, helpless old man. I'm 66. I'm almost as old as Sting.
And that's why it was so awful the way the police raided your home.
Exactly. The whole experience was so harrowing. And afterwards, I could only manage 1 radio interview and a speech from the steps of the courthouse and 2 appearances on television. It's horrible.
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Stone.
Pardon me?
I said thank you.
Oh, no. That wasn't a question. I was saying that to the president. Pardon me.
I do like Steve Martin. And Steve Martin, like, sometimes you look at, like, who is it, like, Chevy Chase, or...
Oy.
You hear some of these older dudes that kind of, like, nobody really likes them anymore. I'm like, Steve Martin still seems like Steve Martin.
It's kind of like the original Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's almost like coming back to what we were talking about earlier, like, age and stuff, right? Like, I know all those dudes are all in the same age bracket, but he seems like he's full of life.
He's a young 70.
Yeah,
exactly, right? He's like Pete Carroll. He's drinking something.
Yeah, I love Steve Martin.
Or chewing gum hard.
Probably other people's blood.
Thank you, Ted. The trick.
We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. All right, Mike's got your headlines here coming up in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Three-year-old boy lost in the woods for 2 days in North Carolina says he made friends with a bear. Meanwhile, a Florida man shoves a Taco Bell burrito in his wife's face, getting it up in her nostrils and in her hair. We stay in Florida and again at Taco Bell, where a man shows up with a grenade from World War II. A Texas teen robs banks and hops on an electric scooter to say adieu. And a Connecticut woman busted for DUI with the smell of vanilla shake on her breath. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
Our top story, a man was arrested after he stole what he thought was hydrocodone pills. We may have covered this earlier on the show today. He was caught on camera breaking into the victim's home, walking to the medicine cabinet, pouring a couple pills into his hand, and leaving. Turns out that instead of the opioids he was looking for, it was over-the-counter laxative.
Live and learn, man.
Mm-hmm. When approached by police, he admitted to the crime and was arrested, and you will never guess where that story came from.
Florida!
Ah, good call. Mm-hmm. He obviously knew this guy. The fact that he went directly to the cabinet, poured him into his hand, and then left.
Hey, if he's ever done this before. We had a media guy in Baltimore before he left. Did the same thing with his neighbor. Ryan Leaf did the same thing with his neighbor. Opioids, the same thing. You bust into your neighbor's house. You know they're elderly. You know they have drugs. You go straight for the medicine cabinet. You steal their stuff.
That's the address that he said he lived at. So he used to live there, is my guess, right? Mm. Probably kept stealing their drugs, which is why they put them in a different bottle. He does not live there now. I think we can piece together why. But that's why he went to the, when they looked at his record, they're like, the place you broke into, quote unquote, is your home address based on the last available info.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is far from the first time that he has taken pills from that cabinet.
Yeah, that is exactly it.
In other news, after a family matter upset her, a woman returned home to seek comfort from her husband, who totally was not there for her and went to Taco Bell for lunch instead. When he got back, he held the burrito under her nose and made fun of her for being upset, which always goes over so well. She then threw the burrito on the floor, which he responded by smashing it in her face. The victim said that some of it even went up her nose, which those Taco Bell burritos, if they're fresh, man, that's bad.
That's hot, man, yeah.
He was arrested for battery, and you'll never guess where that story comes from.
Florida!
Good call.
Oh, you know what? Look. He's not justified in what he did by any stretch of the imagination. She would throw a Taco Bell burrito on the floor is still beyond me. I would still think to myself, like, hey, man, I just went and got you lunch. Why do you have to throw the burrito on the floor?
Because he was being a douche about it, Miles. Because he was holding it under her nose like, oh, come on, why are you crying? Like, eat the burrito.
I know. If you want to be a douche to me and then go get me Taco Bell, guess what? I'll deal with your douche level.
Right. Because you're a man.
Just give me the burrito and shut up.
She didn't want the food. She wanted comfort.
Well, that's where she went wrong.
That's right.
Take your taco and let him insult you.
You know if you have a guy who will comfort you or not.
That's a fact. We go to the always classy Waffle House. I feel like I can do something with Waffle House.
You should eat everything on the menu. You would love it.
Never been.
Oh, you know what? I went for the first time last year, and it was phenomenal. Phenomenal fast food place.
You know what I'm going to get there is waffles, right?
That's fine. Well, it's Waffle House. Okay. I mean, you should get their signature item.
I go to Spaghetti Factory and get spaghetti, and I get yelled at. We go to the always classy Waffle House, where a woman was arrested for indecent exposure after she stripped herself in the Waffle House parking lot and
showed her waffles.
Those are the flapjacks.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid she showed the house.
Yeah. What color was that waffle?
That ain't no tab of, no tab of butter on top of that bad boy.
Oh, God. Okay. She was dancing around naked. She then attempted to grab the manager's genitals and lick him on both sides of his face. Classy
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, baby.
She was arrested on a handful of charges, and you'll never guess where that story comes from.
Florida!
I would feel like a Waffle House in Florida is like a bad, right?
You shouldn't even be able to call the cops from there. You went to a Waffle House in Florida. 911 won't even pick up.
There's a perfect storm brewing.
I have a pretty good idea from what I've gathered. the people in the Waffle House can generally take care of themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Someone's going to step in and stop this because you don't want to be have your delicious Waffle House experience ruined.
Right.
So my money says the guy in the other booth just leans over and goes, shut up.
You won't do this?
Hey, I'll kill you. I'll take you outside and beat your ass on the side of my Chevy truck.
I'm just wondering if there isn't an a police station in Florida that just posts a guy outside the Waffle House at 2 a.m. every night.
Well, just too many of them.
Just waiting.
And you know what, man? They're open 24 hours, so you're going to get the best of the best.
That's right.
We go to Connecticut, where a woman is the subject of one of the strangest DUI charges ever. Police found the woman passed out behind the wheel at an intersection at 4 in the morning. Again, always classy. Mm-hmm. What they found in her car was not beer cans, liquor bottles, or even wine boxes, but several bottles of pure vanilla extract.
We were just talking about this last week, Mike. If you go to the Seattle Public Library, walk around it two laps, I guarantee you can pick up at least four or five bottles of vanilla extract.
I didn't know that those were alcoholic.
I was just commenting on that. Like, God, who's into the vanilla extract these days?
Right?
I drank it once as like a teenager. It didn't really work.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And it's gross.
Yeah, but it doesn't have sugar, dude. It's not the vanilla that we've come to love.
She was arrested after failing sobriety test. So how many would you actually have to just chug?
Honest to God, I would rather... if you want to get buzzed, I'd chug Listerine. Not to give you any tips, but I mean, seriously.
The point that you're chugging vanilla to get drunk, you've had a lot of vanilla.
Right. And if you're slamming a lot of vanilla to get drunk, seek help. Like, if people are stopping you from buying alcohol...
Either way, vanilla or delicious mint is not bad breath.
In Texas, a teenager was arrested after he robbed a bank. He handled the teller a note demanding the hundreds and fifties, which he got before he fled the bank. Though, being a naive robber that he is, he hopped aboard his getaway vehicle, one of the rideshare scooters that they've been popping up. That's it for your headlines of that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the Drunk in Charge. Ryan Castle in to sit and spin. Ask the Men's Room is back, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this match. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.